Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk a little bit about the markets here this week. And Roy, let's talk about the week that was and go back to a week ago today and the reports that came out from USDA, supply and demand update, the crop report, and what has happened in the markets since then, Roy?
Well, when we talked last week, it looked like the report was positive for corn and maybe not quite so positive for soybeans, and the advance in the corn market has accelerated. In the soybean market, the advance has slowed down a little bit, but it's still going up. So I guess I'd say I'm probably not too surprised at what's happened, but can it keep going? Well, do you look at the charts this morning, and it looks like it could keep going, so time will tell.
I see this morning, you know, like you said, kind of hit a milestone in the new crop corn contract, went hit $5 and then kept on going for a little while, huh?
Well, it did. I haven't had time to study the overnight trade. I did see that it's up 12 or 13 cents from yesterday's close, which is a little bit of a surprise, but, just a market that seems to have a life of its own. The speculative money's coming in, and some of the areas, the corn yields that are coming in are disappointing, but you also have to remember that the corn that's being harvested now is probably not the best yielding corn that we'll have because of maybe weather stress or the fact that it's earlier maturing hybrids, and they normally don't yield quite up there with the longer season stuff. So I don't know, it's just a real interesting market. We've got corn and beans both going up now when normally we'd expect them to be going down.
What about basis opportunities? Is this the time where we look at those type of opportunities, Roy?
Well, normally you think that any time up till harvest, you see the basis improve, and that hasn't necessarily been the case this year because the price is going up when the basis is actually not following it. In other words, the higher the futures price goes, the harder it is for the basis to follow. And so normally you see as the futures price goes up, the basis widens out here in Nebraska. And in fact, that's what's happening this time. And the basis actually has gotten pretty bad on the new crop corn, but it's still holding together on soybeans for immediate delivery, and we've still got that premium for delivery actually today, the 17th, but for delivery next week, why then the basis in soybeans is pretty wide again. It's here in Midwest Co-op territory, it's 78 under.
Now, I guess, how does that all translate into our marketing plan? I mean, what should we be focusing on? The combines are ready to go if they aren't going already, taking some early corn, soybeans not that far away. What are you suggesting?
Well, my feeling is that if you've got some sales made, good for you. You're probably not feeling too good about them right now because they would have been made at lower prices, but my strategy of selling in increments still stands, and enjoy the price going up, and when it gets to a point where you just think it can't get any higher, why pull the trigger on some more sales. Not usually looking at sales this time of year. September normally is a time when you're making plans for getting the crops in the bins, rather than making sales at the elevator. But if you like this price, I sure wouldn't argue with selling something. If you have the nerve to do it, to sell it in the futures market and hold it for some basis improvement, most people probably don't want to do that, and they're just satisfied with corn that's almost $4.40 a bushel, and soybeans that are close to $10. So it's really hard to make any general recommendations, but that's where I'm at, and that's where I would say you need to be at.
Yep.
All right. For folks that would like more information from you, how can they get that?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
I appreciate the update, sir, and we'll talk again next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here on KTIC.